producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was intending at the start of the next segment to get into deal reached on Pacific Rim Trade Pact. That's the Washington Post. But we've got callers who want to talk about it now, so I'm going to go to George in Connecticut here in just a moment. But I will detail it more at the start of the next segment. Everything about this is a deception. Mainstream media just always calls it a trade pact. It's global government, multinational treaty being ratified in secret. So they're getting it agreed to by all the major corporations and independent governments, the central governments, without the congresses or legislatures or parliaments involved. Then they're moving it next month, or 2.5 months from now, in December, to Paris to officially ratify it at the UN to get an agreement. And we're not allowed to see it. I mean, need I say more? Need I say more? It just shows the total totalitarian, command and control, authoritarian, tyrannical, oppressive, secretive, star chamber nature of what's being established right now. But college kids are too busy learning about how to pour Drano in their eyes to be blind and transabled. That's what's taught at UT in the psychology department, about all the weirdnesses and how people have a right to it and how we should pay for it. I mean, this is just what goes on in America and worldwide now. Because it's an enemy takeover. George in Connecticut on the TPP. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I think we should line up a lot of good speakers on that and see if we can get everybody to constantly bombard their legislatures and senators and congressmen to stop this in the track, make them realize that we don't want this unless there's a referendum where the people can actually vote on this. Forget about the traitor politicians who vote everything against the people's will anymore.
That's right. They've never voted down a trade authority, ever. And so what they gave the president was fast track, but they said, don't worry, we'll now review it. But they still can't see it other than senior members for 1 hour in a locked room with no photography. I mean, this is crazy.
The type of people we should be lining up is Pat Buchanan, Nader, because I just saw him up in your economic guy, Silente, he had a peace demonstration up there. He's against this. He has a big website on that. Virtually left to what right, the people, if you line these people up.
That's right. Left to right, it is the most unpopular issue. It's like 80-something percent of Americans, 89% don't like it. So it's all secret. Because it's illegal, it's secret, it's pure bull, it's unconstitutional, so the government's almost unanimous because we're almost unanimous against it. It's called a power grab, it's called a takeover, it's called epic. I mean, it just shows how flamingly authoritarian these scumbags are.
I think we should make it clear that we're going to pass legislative laws in the states to call them out and make them treasonous and basically jail these son of a bitches if they keep passing these type of laws that are totally against the people's will.
Yeah, I think that's what we call this piece: jail the TPP sons of bitches. You know, I'm going to be honest. You know, that's insulting women who had kids out of wedlock. I don't think that's that. You know, I'm saying it's a great thing, but you know. These guys are beyond bastard sons of bitches.
Right, right. I mean, we lose terminology for these type of people. I mean, they're beyond the scope of imagination even of our ancestors.
They are so traitorous because we produce so much wealth, the world's so complex, criminals can hide in the complexity. But now the crime has gotten so big, there's this complexity sitting in front of it, but the crime's 20 times bigger, so the complexity doesn't hide it anymore. We're just looking at it. And it's gotten so arrogant, so crazy, so wild, You know, I mean, like I said earlier, Pepsi has baby flavoring, body part sales. They're keeping prisoners alive and harvesting their organs piece by piece in China. They're trying to teach our five-year-olds how to masturbate in school. I mean, it's just like, stop it. Stop it, you crazy people. Pouring bleach in their eyes on television, how wonderful it all is. I mean, it's just crazy. We'll be back. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise.
Well, here's the headline, ladies and gentlemen, as we enter the third hour. Delta Force considered staging fake hijacking after 9/11. I want to get into the story because it ties into a lot of other issues, and then I'm going to get back into the TPP being agreed to in secret by major corporations and governments, but still the American people and other nations' populations are not allowed to see the secret global treaties that are not trade deals, that are global government. So that's all coming up. But first off, Delta Force considered staging fake hijacking after 9/11. Now, why is this so important? even though we're 14 years after 9/11, you can go pull up my films, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, and such, and you can see all the news articles and video clips from mainstream news, even in those films, and you can even search the web and go to the Google archive and find ABC News, USA Today, and even CNN admitting that the Pentagon staged dozens of drills, the CIA multiple drills. Where hijackers tried to hijack American and United aircraft in the 2 years before 9/11 in simulated drills. Now, that's a big deal because on the morning of 9/11, they were running drills of hijackers trying to take over aircraft, but the specific details of that remain classified. That's even in the New York Times. And we know that Muhammad Atta and the other supposed 19 hijackers, 15 of them that came from Saudi Arabia, we know that those very individuals were at the Defense Language School. Colonel Butler, the head of the school, went public and said, I don't know what's going on, but three of these guys were trained here. One of them was in my class just a few years ago. Something's happening. We know they had passports and they were allowed to travel in and out of the country. I've had the former head of the visa section from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on, Springman. They were ordered to let these guys into the country, even though they were flagged as terrorists, and were told they're working with the CIA. So you leap forward to Christmas a few years ago, what, 4 or 5 years ago, with the underwear bomber, Mutalib. His dad's this top ambassador. He is clearly drugged on the plane. Witnesses see it. Someone from the U.S. government in Amsterdam orders them to let him on the plane. He then stands up. A man gets up and starts videotaping. It's all staged. A firecracker goes off in his pants. They then use that as a way to bring in the naked body scanners and more security against the American people themselves. Well, now we have the New York Post. Delta Force considered staging fake hijacking after 9/11 as a false flag to tell the public Delta Force was on all the planes as pure security theater. This is admitted now, to scare people from ever hijacking planes. Now, that's the cover story, because I know this is coming out. No, it was going to be done so they could sell more security and put real military on all the aircraft and get the Army involved, not just the air marshals. And I know about this because I was told this by someone in the federal government back in 2003. Now, let's go further. Delta Force, and I'll never forget Esquire was here, I don't know, like 2 years ago doing a cover story. You can go read it. And this guy's dad was the CIA section chief. He's the top profiler in the country. He shows up. He goes, I agree with some of what you say, but not a lot of it, and I'm going to prove you wrong on this stuff. He goes, there was no Delta Force running the Seattle thing. I was there. They didn't stage the riots. And I went, here's four newspapers, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Times, and two others, all admitting it. He went, oh, my God, I was there and didn't know this. I go, here's the police chief came on my show and talked about it. Here's a film I made. And he went, oh, my God, I can't believe this is true. Then he started checking everything I was saying and found out basically it was all true. It was going to be probably a cover story. He goes, they're not even going to publish it now, maybe, I mean, because I'm not attacking you basically enough. But he was so prestigious, he does all the Tom Cruise interviews, all of them, that basically they published the article. They published the article. But I got a call from Esquire. They said, look, we want you to do one of those wild man poses you do, because we need to balance this out. This is too at least they were honest when the photographer came. And I said, okay, I'll do a monster face for you. And you call that selling out. It's not. I played ball because it's a waste. I've had them not do other big stories. And I knew that'd just bring people into the show anyways. So I, did a, war growl face. I mean, I really do that anyway, so why not do it? It's an aspect of who I am. And they stuck it at the very back of the magazine. The very back of the magazine. But that guy had enough power to where he could basically threaten to get really upset and talk about it. They didn't put it in there. When it was the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Washington Post. You know what happens when they want to do a profile now? Or Atlantic Monthly? I go, you won't be allowed to publish your piece if it's not a complete deceptive piece of garbage. And they come here, they do the piece, and they go, oh my gosh, in my 10 years, my 30 years, my 40 years, I've never seen them do this on a story. They're not going to publish it. They shot a 5-part series, the highest budget ever for Discovery Channel that I was in. I spent months in like 2006 shooting it with the, what's the name, Belger guy. He's won like, you know, top awards. Made Brothers Keeper, all that, some kind of monster with Metallica. He's been on the show. Really nice guy. He didn't make me look like a kook. I mean, there was some stuff where I was goofy. I am goofy. He came to me and he said, will you be willing to let some Fox News people reshoot some of this? Because, well, Fox News wasn't involved, but that's what they wanted to counter me. And to battle some pundits to add to this. And I said, because they say it's too one-sided. And I said, sure. He comes back a week later. He goes, you know what? I have integrity. I'm not doing it. And so the whole piece was shelved, and they killed it because he wouldn't re-edit it and turn it into a fraud. So if people want to know about control out there, they sent Homeland Security. I'm not even supposed to get into this because I was told all of this in confidence, but I don't think it's really right that people don't know about this. Let me tell you this. There was a lot more went on to kill Jesse Ventura's FEMA show that I basically wrote. And that one piece, that was like 80% Alex Jones. It aired one time, folks. And there was congressional hearings on it, everything, because it was so accurate. There was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes people don't even know about. Let me tell you, this government wants to take over. It wants to shut this show down. It wants to arrest people. It's evil. And so that's the rest of the story on all of this. And this is now leaking about the Delta Force doing all this. The rest of the story about Seattle, I've gone up against Navy SEALs and Delta Force, and I didn't know what was going on when this was all first happening, setting fires and trying to blame me, taking our video at gunpoint. I mean, in the old days under Clinton, folks, if I tried to go to an urban warfare drill in a major city and try to cover it, they'd break in our hotel rooms, they'd sabotage our cars, they put something in my drink, gave me a migraine headache for 12 hours. And it was just funny to them. And you'd be like, oh, the Navy SEALs are wonderful, the Delta Force are great. There are a lot of great people in there. But I'm telling you, the ones that work directly under the president, whatever, they call them squadrons, folks, they're involved in murdering people domestically, shipping drugs in, renditions. I mean, they take some of the best people in the country and they just test them and test them until they'll do anything. And they put them on drugs. They put them on steroids. They put them on growth hormone. They put them on all sorts of weird stuff. And they just completely whack them out of their minds. And I wouldn't be surprised if this being put out because they were going to set Delta Force up or something and have them do some hijackings. I mean, even at the end of one day in September, they got an Academy Award that came out like in 2003 about the Munich situation with the Munich Olympic Games back in the 70s. They admit that at the end, the Germans staged a hijacking to release the terrorists because it turned out they'd been working for them the whole time. That whole thing was staged at the Munich Olympics. And they just admit at the end of it, it's all fake. But they did something else now in the last 5 years with IS, which was the payoff to Saudi Arabia, who from 1901 to 1933 was given the entire Middle East from nothing by British intelligence. They didn't even have Saudi Arabia. They now created a real army and have turned them loose and protected them and have given them missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, and have them inside the United States. Ready to start shooting down jet airliners, pumping chlorine gas down high-rises, burning up bridges, blowing things up, attacking police departments. All hell's going to break loose. And you think, well, logically, they'll just say arm the people. No, they're going to say take our guns when it happens. I mean, I can really see what they're getting set up. We're going to go to Christopher, Corey, Rex, Dean, Matthew, and others straight ahead. But I told you I would get into the rest of the story on that. But, man, this government's evil. The people running this government have it out for you and your family. They want to have a civil war where we fight the general government. The general government's like the public. They don't know what's going on. I mean, for the public, they do.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Alex Jones Show, and then a fourth hour of Overdrive. I host it sometimes, where we rotate through the different hosts and different reporters. And Paul's going to be getting more into the new identity politics of cutting your arms and legs off or your genitals off or gouging your eyeballs out or pouring Drano in them or having all your teeth ripped out with pliers or other sickening demonic things, all part of mainlining mental illness and saying you've got to accept it and maybe your eyes should be gouged out. So should I do a satire piece where I pour Drano in my eyes? I mean, not real Drano. And then just roll around the ground going, I'm trendy, I'm more trendy than you, and maybe that's the answer. Maybe I'm crazy that I don't want to pour Drano in my eyes. It's just unbelievable. I'll get more into TPP, more on the new national police force run by the UN to target extremists, veterans, gun owners. That's mainstream news. Can't make it up. But right now, let's continue with the calls. I'm doing a pretty good job here on the ring-a-dingies today. Let's go to Christopher in North Dakota. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for everything you do. And
thank you. Can I ask you a question, sir? Do you have eyes?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little hurtful. Like, if you don't have a mother or father, we should ban that word. Are you considering burning your eyeballs out so you'll be more like blind people?
Man, you know, I've thought about it, but I like to be able to see in the gifts that God has blessed me with.
But they say in the new liberal movement, eyes are a sin. 2 + 2 = 5. You didn't build your business. Don't you see the beauty of our new leader, the King Lord, who doesn't want us to have sight? It's so liberal.
Yeah, he's trying to keep us blind, that's for sure.
Join us, gouge your eyeballs out, it's liberal. We're not a sick cult of freaks. Pour Drano in your eyes.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just channeling them for a moment. Go ahead, I'm sorry, Christopher.
Hey, no worries. So I just have a point and a couple of factoids to help base it. But, you know, with this gun control they're calling for, let's take it back down to the public schools, which where our government is teaching our children.
You mean the government training centers?
Yes, exactly.
The ones that say the kids belong to them? What about those wonderful places?
So, if your child skips school or misses too much school, who is the one that's called to court and made to pay the fines and possibly sentenced to jail?
Mommy and daddy.
In school. That is correct. So, when it comes all down to it, you have a parent, if your child has gone out and committed a mass murder, then basically you as a parent have failed to teach your child humanity, respect for all forms of life. You know, but the government will not allow you to discipline your child. And if you try to take your child to get a second opinion for their health, they're going to send CPS to come get them.
This is another guy that lived in his mother's basement with the Oregon shooting who hated Christians, who was biracial. Have you seen the photo of how CNN made his nose, lips smaller, and then turned him white?
Oh, yes, I've seen that picture.
I mean, this just shows the sickening level of deception with these people.
Yeah. And if your child has one little flaw, they're going to push government-made methamphetamine on them. If your child is on Adderall or Adderall, however you want to pronounce it, you better look at the ingredient label because 99% of it is methamphetamine salt.
Well, your kids are going to be bouncing off the walls the first month, but then they are going to get calm when they burn out and their brain mass shrinks and rot holes form in the brain. They've got all these adults, you name it. I think every maid service I've run into, I look in their eyes, their faces, they're all on speed. I feel sorry for these people because they're going to end up burning out slower than they would if it was street meth, but absolutely. They only bust the meth labs because it's not government-run or Big Pharma-run. I mean, something like 25% of kids, mainly boys, are on speed now. And this is absolutely screwing these kids over.
You know, these parents are wondering what's going on with their children. They need to read the ingredients that this Big Pharma is pushing on their kids.
More than that, if they eat the red dyes, the sugars, I mean, I'll break down sometimes and give my kids some crap sugar, and then they're demons. I mean, as long as I don't give them processed dyes and sugars and additives, they're fine. I mean, of course they act crazy. If I fed my dog some of these candies, it would go crazy.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I know you're on a tight show, and thanks for everything that you're bringing up. And
don't thank me. We are all in this together. God bless you, brother. There goes Christopher. I'm not going to go to calls yet because I don't want to cut you down to a minute. Corey and Rex and Matthew and Dean and others. And when I'm done with those calls, I'm going to shift gears into the news and the clips I haven't hit yet. So what I call a news blitz that I hardly ever get to will be coming up. About Bernanke says slow growth is weighing on U.S. economy. That's a huge admission. CNBC said that today. He was on CNBC. You mean we're not in the greatest economy ever? I thought everything was wonderful. So we've been telling this for a while, but there is the admission. That ties into job creation, Mrs. Big in September, but then they go on to ask, but really, what is the job situation? Because they admit those numbers are even faked. Even mainstream news, CNBC admits it's fake numbers, but the fake numbers are bad. And then they spin it like, well, just have confidence it'll fix it. No, turn the power plants back on. That's
on
a good start.
The
cheap
Empire's
energy.
On the run.
All starts there.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you women who want to
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're pulling the trigger on trying to expose the globalist agenda worldwide. And patriots from countries all across the planet, male, female, it doesn't matter. Sorry, I just heard people saying the word male and female. That hurts folks that aren't. See the mind control? See how over the top this is? See how these people mean business? Well, we mean business all over the world. Exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. And as people begin to understand the logic of the New World Order, the twisted, wicked, demonic system that they're bringing forward, people understand there's no making a deal with Beelzebub. And they realize they're not part of the deal. They're schmucks. They're jokes. They're idiots. They're chumps. They're fools. They're suckers. And as folks begin to realize this, they're understanding that they need to say no to the system, because this system is the opposite of a cultural agreement or a cultural compact or a social contract. This is a contract for global extermination and slowly turning the lights off, slowly turning the infrastructure off, slowly playing God. God, according to every ancient text, basically every culture, the Aztecs, the Jews, the Babylonians, the Greeks, have the flood mythology. Whether you believe it's real or not, there have been a lot of big floods, but a global flood mythology. And God got angry and flooded the whole planet, and there were these big glaciers and other things under the earth's crust, and it opened up the fountains of the deep. And the ecology of the planet changed, and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, the New World Order, I guess, has read that God's going to destroy the earth next time by fire and roll up the heavens like a great scroll after the thousand-year reign of Valhalla here on Elysium. And so the story ends, and we're transported on to the next realm. It's a lot heavier than what you heard in the church. They don't want to actually read from the Bible and tell you all that. But let's just move on. Whether it's real or not, let's just not have that debate. God first came and destroyed us by water, but the rainbow came and promised, not by water, next by fire. Well, the globalists are killing us by genetic engineering. They're killing us by New World Order override, by infiltration, by takeover. Basically, it's like a slow motion John Carpenter's 1982 remake of The Thing. But it's slow motion. Doesn't just take over in a day or a week or a month. It takes over decades. And every life form has changed. Every atmosphere is manipulated. Every culture is brought down. Every family is broken up. And the brains are slowly poisoned and slowly dumbed down, where no one knows where it came from. And you're in such a drug-induced haze, such a chemical-induced haze, such a poisoned GMO haze, such a glyphosate-drunken state that you don't even know why you're dying. You don't even care by the time it hits you, because you already were soft-killed. Metaphysical rule, they've got to first have us physically rot and fall and rot our minds, or they can't fully move against us until we've been debased and turned into animals. And until, as a group, we call for humans to be destroyed, we call for our system to be overwritten, we call for a world without man, we hate ourselves, we kill our young, we defile ourselves, We have taste testing systems made of dead baby parts, you know, Pepsi. We just give in to all of this. It's the metaphor from that pretty good movie with the black comedian Eddie Murphy. I said black comedian Eddie Murphy because it's a trick for me to remember their name. Oh, I'm stalling, remember their name. Teleprompter free. Eddie Murphy. The Golden Child. We're the top demon. Has got to get the golden child to eat the poison of other dead kids, the blood of other dead kids. He's got to physically defile him so he can just get him ready to basically be starved to death and be so weak they're able to kill him with this particular dagger. And that's a really good metaphor for how this works. They got to poison all of us because we're all God's golden children. They got to get us all ready and as poisoned and as soft-killed and stumbling around before they come and hit us with the main salvo. I mean, the elite are all aware of this, and they understand if they don't avoid the GMO, if they don't avoid the fluoride, if they don't avoid it all, then they're not enlightened ones. And so they all have their special gardens, their special drugs, their clean vaccines. It's all on record. And they just religiously have their own food trucks, their own jets, their own everything, and they all get in line, and they're all aware of it. We're talking maybe 6,000, 7,000 people on the planet in their own words, are aware of this, and they just totally try to just get ready, and they're all very scared in the elite. Yes, we're going to carry out the plan. It's better for the earth. We've got to get everything deindustrialized and all the nations ready to fall so they can't stand against the world government when it does the mopping up of the population in an emergency surgery to save the earth. The caring population's too big. The planet's dying. Well, then why are you GMOing and toxic waste dumping and doing everything you can to kill the earth while you claim you're going to block off the technology to us and then wipe us out to save it? The truth is you're greedily grabbing control and being promised all this power by your masters who are not going to give you the life extension when it gets down. The deeper globalist statements and documents are they're not even going to keep a million people around. They tell their acolytes, their minions, 100 million. They're not going to keep a million around, you idiots. Do you understand? Their nature is not going to change as they continue to power grab. You complete idiots. You're not part of the ruling elite. You are not going to be given eternal life by this system. And I've talked to some of these people, and they know that. And they go, I know. What do you do? Because let me tell you, these people start turning against their masters, they get killed real quick. See, I've never joined these people. I've never taken anything from them. I spiritually have announced that I'm not part of them. And that's why I'm somewhat hands-off. I have to be seduced in by all their sub-corruptions before I can get to some level where I wake up and I'm in their hands. But I'm aware of that. But this is the master seduction of humanity that you're witnessing. And if you believe the Bible, it's being run by an ancient, powerful entity with super advanced intelligence that is feeding high-tech technology to its internal priesthood to be developed, tested, and deployed. Now, if you don't believe that, how did people in 1854, 1855 envision the double helix of DNA, envision genetic engineering, envision the science of biometrics, social engineering, and the whole plan dropped into the brain of Sir Francis Galton, Charles Darwin, his cousin, and others? Because you go back and study eugenics, by the 1860s, they had the whole plan, atomic weapons, everything already envisioned. And these guys would just get up. Charles Darwin wrote a book about this, not his Deal on the Species, but several other books. I've read them. You can go look them up. I forget the name of the one. It was a short book about how he would just get up and have these hallucinations. And then he would just go and be able to write all this stuff out. The guy was possessed, folks. Galton did the same thing. They would just envision all of this, and then it worked. 30 years later, they've got IBM coming out with computers. But, of course, to race study, to study humans, how to control humans. So a lot of the elite believe they deserve all the power because they did hatch all of this. And now they're building giant cyclotrons, Hadron Collider and others, and breaking dimensional gates. And I don't know what's behind those dimensions. This isn't Hollywood, but this is a lot more powerful than atomic and hydrogen bombs, and they admit that. So see, they're so enamored by the crystal ball of the knowledge of good and evil that they have, that I sit there and watch people. I was at a restaurant, I'm gonna go to your calls, having brunch yesterday for about 2 hours. And I was watching people watch the NFL, and I was watching them talk about it. I mean, these people weren't alive. They weren't awake. They didn't want to be alive or awake. And they thought the world was about NFL teams. I mean, can you imagine that we've got elites that 160 years ago were envisioning the proto equations that 30, 40 years later, were translated into action, then suppressed from the public for 40-plus years, and then built in secret 90 years after they had visions about it. And then the British, under the royalty, you can look this up, it's in their deeper annals, began to breed these psychic families. You know, the Orwells were on the side of these families. They were partially married into them. They began to secretly marry all these families together, these scientist families,
these occult families to then produce people like Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley, and Aldous was the propagandist, and Julian was the guy actually putting the plan in worldwide for the first director general of UNESCO, and he wrote about all these plans in the 40s that we're now living exactly what he said. But who cares about some guy that made our civilization as it is? Who cares about somebody that actually decided to put the cancer viruses in the vaccines? Who cares if his brother wrote in 1932 about super advanced genetic engineering and all the discoveries and what would be done, and then you read it and you go, this isn't science fiction. It isn't. They already knew all that. They were telling you in a science fiction book. Oh, who cares about the master priest who built our current reality? By siphoning off the intellect and intelligence of humanity. Having visions, they believed, being directed by spiritual entities to then go out and find the minds that could help them manifest and build it with the technological scientific elite that Eisenhower talked about. We're talking about people who believe they basically are avatars, like the movie Avatar, with spiritual life forms entering them and then directing them. Whether you believe any of this or not, do you understand that's who runs things? The microchips, the helicopters, all of it. Now, here's the big secret. Humans already knew how to build this stuff. The globalists just simply envision it and know it can be built and then go out and find the people from the common population generally. These inventions aren't coming from the inbred elites. The directives are. So, yes, we are made in the image of the Creator. We are made in the image of the entity that created the universe. That's basic Christian cosmology. But do you not see what's hidden behind that? Because even if none of that's real, even if there aren't entities possessing these people, even if God and the devil aren't real and all that, we as a mass group, 7.5 billion people, are able to envision things that science fiction 100 years ago is reality today. Science fiction 20 years ago are reality next month. Science fiction 5 years ago, reality in 3 months. Science fiction a year ago, reality in 5 years. Because you notice it's compacting in time now as the inventions compound and accelerate, building something really big. And there's one spirit trying to build something wholesome and good and happy for humans that is long-term, truly sustainable, beautiful, great, empowering, free will-based. But that construction is under attack. Instead, we see what's really being built. And let me tell you, it's the ugliest thing the universe ever saw. It's women pouring Drano in their eyes and national British television saying it's wonderful. It's the state coming and telling your 7-year-old how to be transgender in your life, sexualizing your child, pedophilia out in the open. They've got to get you ready for crazy stuff because you ain't seen nothing yet. This is the kickoff of a total war against humanity because the elite, whether they're whatever they are, do not want humans to get what is about to be built. We're supposed to build it. We're builders. We're geniuses. We're incredible. We don't know it. We don't understand it. It's been kept from us. We're building the spaceships, all of it, for the scum. And then the future doesn't need us anymore. All we are is a bunch of body parts. All we are is a bunch of cannon fodder. All we are is a bunch of trash to them, and they tell us all day with the message, you're trash, you're ugly, you're scum, you're filth, you're going to hate yourself. But you kind of could be strong if you poured Drano in your eyes, or if you chopped your member off, or if you did all this, or if you, join with a group, identity politics, join with a big group that we can direct, and then you'll be powerful. Then you join the group, you're not powerful. I said I'd cover a bunch of news, and I've done okay today, but I didn't get to a bunch of it, and Paul Watson's coming up, he'll cover a lot of it, but...
I really prayed last night as hard as I could and this morning that I would just come in here and really just get to the bottom of it. We've got to get off this planet. Once we hit that stride, we'll be able to terraform. Look how far we've come so far, and then look how far we can go. We've got to become a type one civilization. We've got to reach out to other people. We've got to transcend the globalists. We have to realize their larger plan. We have to see it for what it is. And then it's really laughable what they're doing. And then you know they're going to end up failing, because no matter what they do to humanity, no matter how oppressive, how destructive, how evil, it will hurt the general mass of people, but it will cause others to resist in ways we can't even imagine that will bring down this system. And that's why they're so scared of us. If you look at globalists with their hubris, their act, how they're acting tough, they are scared to death of good men and women. You carry the light in the dark of the night, and they know it. And they were brought into this power not as rulers, but as minions, as worker bees. And they're scared of their master. They're slaves. And they are trying to do the best job they can as fast as they can, or they'll be destroyed. You notice how often globalists have horrible ends and terrible things. And these people are dishonorable to each other. This is the worst group to ever want to join. Nobody wants to be with these people. This is insanity. Do not join with the New World Order. Do not join with the devil. Do not join with Satan and all his pumps. And don't feel guilty just because you have a dark side that God would never want you. That's not true. God made you. God understands you had to have all this knowledge to be what you are. But your heart's good. We'll be back with some final phone calls and news and Paul Wanzos coming up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, I'm an to hit a bunch of final news and do 5 minutes of overdrive and hand the baton over to Paul Watson. So I'll be going to Rex, my son's name, and then we'll be going to whoever's been holding the longest, Matthew and Dean. I don't know if I can get to Ronnie just because of time. Maybe you can talk to Paul. Briefly, this is listener-supported radio. We have some sponsors. Some of the sponsors are the network sponsors. I fund the InfoWars operation by you buying books, videos, Hillary for Prison t-shirts, mass murderers agree, gun control work shirts. You see Obama rallying his gun grabbers to action in the streets. You need to get aggressive, folks, or they're going to win. We've been winning on this front, but we got to double down. Also, we've got 20% off Prostaguard, one of the lowest price, highest quality prostate formulas out there. It's only $15, $15.96 right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield X2 will sell out early this week, I believe, but more is hopefully coming in. Liver Shield sold out for 3 months, is now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase absolutely makes everything here happen. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, you notice that the PC police stuff, if you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, 70 years old, just sounds like absolute ridiculous satire. You laugh at it. But you were given an earlier brainwashing cultural template. And even some of your parents and stuff that wasn't globalist, if you're 50, 60 years old. If you're 20, you are immersed in this and chewed out and called out in class and told all day how bad you are. I know a lot of UT students, folks that have gone back to school and things, and they say no matter what class you're in, you're called out, you're ridiculed. If you're white, you are told that you're inherently evil. And it's not even by the so-called minority students. This is led by the teachers, a lot of them who are, quote, white. And this is a war. This is a culture war to make everybody identify according to class and what color they are, to put everybody in groups, make everybody fight with each other. So now they even have the old left coming out, like South Park and people like Jerry Seinfeld saying, this is terrible. But see, the globalists knew that would happen. They don't care. Because people under 25 or so, this is all they know. And they have been dumbed down so much, the studies show, not all young people, but on average, that folks, they don't even know where state capitals are. You've seen the people Mark Dice talks to, the one, 9 out of 10 want to put gun owners in FEMA camps. And, I mean, these people will do anything they're told. So the globalists are testing right now, pushing it. Lesbian Swedish bishop wants Christian crosses removed from churches in Sweden, now that Muslims are arriving, she says, give the churches to the Muslims. I'm not against Muslims, but they're going to use them in this clash because they're not going to give their culture up. We've been trained to give our culture up. PC police want to ban ham sandwiches because Muslims find them offensive. We told you this was coming. Businesses should ban ham sandwiches and sausage rolls from the workplace, and they team with the left, vegetarians, are offensive to Muslims and other religions, according to new guidelines written for employers, and this is what's accepted by the UK government as policy by these groups and put into government handbooks. The guidelines published by Coexist House, a US-UK-based interfaith group, recommend an outright ban on pork products from office kitchens. Next will be meat itself. And it just goes in. They even have the bishops calling for it. So there you go. Because these aren't bishops. The seminaries got taken over 60, 70 years ago by the Rockefellers on record in Europe and here. They then just put their people in. And you go to these mainline churches now, Catholic or Protestant, and you walk in, and I mean, you're hearing a government doctrine, and in a year, they can change agent from Jesus, was the Son of God to Jesus was nobody, and Jesus failed, and, your children need to be given to the pedophiles. And then people have been incrementally done it, manipulated, where they can't give up, they can't leave that church. Then they go in 501c3 and kill the others they don't control. Is Obama refugee served coming to your town? New American breaks it down and says yes. USCD says term minorities offensive. Got to ban that. All right, we're going to go to break here for 60 seconds. Some stations leave us. We love you all. And Paul Watson is coming up. Your call straight ahead. Infowars.com/show to find the free feed. Spread the word. Get fired about liberty. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.